Oh, your girl. Girl out there, man, Charlize Theron.
And she's all about these comic book action movies.
Well, Charlize Theron, she punched a couple of people in the face, and now she says, shit, I'm a bad motherfucker.
This is what I do.
This is what she wants. She said, you know what?
I got my Oscar.
I've been doing this shit for a while. She said, you know what? I'm such an action star. I wish Steven Seagal would say some shit. I'll beat his old ass. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
She said, that ain't no fighting he doing. Steven Seagal is a bitch, is what she said.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. Charlize Theron says, overweight Steven Seagal can barely fight. He's not very nice to women either. You know what? I wish he'd say something to me. Wish he would pull that creepy shit with me. I beat his ass.
I didn't know he was a creep.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And, well, I mean,
like big time casting couch kind of dude.
Oh, that kind of really? Dude that comes in and says, you know, the best way we can do scenes is if I get to intimately know my co-star, which means fuck.
My co-star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't tell what that shoe polished, black dyed goatee got.
Yeah, no, she said fuck you and left, and then ran out and chased her and said, hey, listen, if you tell anybody about this, I'll ruin you.
He told that to Charlize Theron? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, and ever since that day, Charlize Theron has been working out for the day that she gets to beat the shit out of Steven Seagal. This ain't about movies no more. This time is personal. She said, yeah, I've been waiting on this day. That's my Batman training montage, making all these action movies for the day I get to take your ass out. Motherfucker, head so big, look just like Shrek.
Damn. Boy, he gained a lot of weight.
He goes to Japan and fights in tournaments, but all he does is just use his bulk to push people out of the ring.
he fights with his stomach. Yeah. He's pretty much a sumo wrestler. That's what he's working up to.
I mean, when he was young and svelte, he was, you know, he was doing all the moves and everything else. I mean, he knows martial arts.
He looks like a
I could pick up a book and know him.
Yeah, sure.
This fool looks like a jack-o'-lantern with a goatee right now. Like he took a jack-o'-lantern and just put that shit on a coat and shirt.
And a ponytail.
And a ponytail.
And a dyed black ponytail.
Yeah. What gets me is that goatee, though.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. That's what really gives you away is when you start dyeing your facial hair.
Yeah, motherfucker. You can't fight that fakeness, can you? Shit, just jet black. Stop. Just stop. Just be natural, man. Yeah, Charlize said he's about to get his natural ass whooped.
Yeah, but it's not like we don't know that you're 68 years old. We've been watching you all this time. We know how old you are. You ain't fooling nobody.
But, you know, that's one thing to sit up here and train all these years to beat Steven Seagal. I mean, shit, at this point, you know, Steven Seagal pushing 70.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if anything, shit, you don't even have to fight Steven Seagal. Just walk away. He ain't gonna catch you.
Right?
You ain't got to run. Just walk. But, you know, it's one thing to sit up here and say how you're going to beat somebody's ass, and that's why you've been training in all these action movies. But, you know, are the movies good? I mean, yeah, you got a personal vendetta, but I got to sit back and watch your ass. You know? So, yeah, you think, you know what? This shit is between you and Steven Seagal. I'm watching your goddamn movie right now. Is the movie any good? And that's what we have right here. We got Charlize Theron. I'm not going to tell you too much about the movie. I'm going to kind of reveal more as we talk because this is a movie where I don't want to give too much away. But it's the latest action movie from Netflix where she plays, let's just say she plays a woman with a lot of experience throughout over the years.
Damn.
And now at this point, her and her team, because of their skills, because of their experience, now they're being chased down by an organization that wants to know what is it about these guys that makes them just so goddamn good at fighting. Fighting off enemies, including fighting off, well, in this case, shit, even the Green Reaper said, I ain't fucking with them. Shit.
All right, I'm going to give you one more chance.
Yeah. You know, Reaper, run away. I'll be back.
One more chance.
200 more years, but I'll be back.
And then we can talk about it. It's that chance.
As I said, she talks a good game. She's been making a lot of action movies. She is trying to position herself to be somewhat of an action star now.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I ain't done all these dramas. I got an Academy Award. I've done my drama.
Yeah.
Now I want to beat somebody's ass.
Want to have fun.
I want to have
fun.
Stay
in shape. Make some money.
Exactly.
Get a franchise going.
What did she win for again?
Monster.
Monsters, right. God.
Let's go ahead and take a look at this trailer for The Old Guard. As I said, the latest action flick on Netflix. They've had some good ones, but lately they've had a run of some pretty lame ones. Does this break the cycle? Let's go ahead and take a look, and we'll be back. At least myself and Martin will. Billy, we'll tell you about this movie right after this.
Who are you?
You can call me Andy. I lead a group of soldiers. Fighters, like you.
With an extremely rare skill set.
What do you mean?
Mother? Let's just say we're very hard to kill.
You've got questions, kid. You want answers? I have the new one.
And?
I think she has potential. See, you're already healing faster. You're gonna do great.
So you good guys or bad guys?
Depends on the century.
So we really never die.
Just because we keep living doesn't mean we stop hurting.
Throughout history, we've protected this world, fighting in the shadows. It's nearly impossible to disappear in the world we live in today.
She'll leave me to take one for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Here you go.
Thank you.
These are extraordinary individuals. They are extremely resistant to capture.
They're going to lock us up and weaponize us. But they've never faced an army like ours.
An army of five. Shit, let's start a band.
If we can unlock their genetic code, the entire world will be begging us for the key.
You shouldn't have done that.
We don't have all the answers. But we do have purpose.
I strongly recommend that we leave right now.
Let's move!
Wait for the signal.
How the hell can you even tell? Oh.
I mean, saw that coming a mile away. How can you even tell?
Explosion.
Kaboom.
Skadoo. So, look, I should have gave you somewhat of a warning. I mean, the trailer's giving half the shit away.
I know.
I mean, I feel kind of bad.
Oh, damn.
For yeah, real? I was wondering why you were being so tight-lipped.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? So you can't blame me. Talk shit to Netflix. I didn't spoil it for you. They did.
Damn,
they give away a lot of stuff, man. Now, not all of it. So you can still go in and not see everything. But I will say this. I am sorry for the people who have seen the trailer that I just showed to you, because I went into this, since I hadn't really heard about it until recently, I hadn't seen a trailer or anything. I wasn't avoiding it. I just hadn't heard anything. I didn't even know what this was about. I did see people reviewing it online, and I stayed away from the reviews because I didn't want to be influenced by those things.
I'd read the comic book.
So this is based on a comic book. Okay, because it felt like it. Now, you know, like I said, I went in not knowing. I didn't even know the premise of this. Didn't see the trailer. Didn't know who else was in this. You know, I went in so cold, I didn't know what the fuck this was. I thought Charlize Theron had that black hair. I said, shit, this might be a sequel to Aeon Flux.
Yeah, that's like, what I was thinking. I saw that, yeah.
I mean, seriously, I said they might have done another one, trying to reboot that shit. They got her back. I know that wasn't bigger news.
Well, the funny thing is Netflix is constantly advertising Aeon Flux on their carousel.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, so I thought, shit, maybe they got it back and made another one. First one sucked, so, you know, why not? Mm. But then in the trailer, you know, I saw her go and hook up with a gang. You know, let me see here. I saw her hook up with a gang over here, and I saw them taking a mission. They had to rescue some kids from a warlord in Africa somewhere. And I said, all right, you know, these are badass mercenaries right here. Not much on story, but we get into the action real quick. Cool. That's fine with me. I like that. And then they get to the location where everything's about to go down. They take out two guys, snipe two guys, get them with take out two with one bullet. Two guys, one bullet. Right there. You know, I was like,
hey, it's economical.
Economical. I said, like, well, shit. You know, these are badasses right here. And then they bust into this big ass room and they lit their asses up. You know, to the point they do that fucking
They do the pop dance. They're doing that pop dance.
For them Hey, had them motherfuckers do that best stankin' leg.
Stankin' leg. Yeah, Harlem shake.
Wait, before you do about 50 flops before you hit the ground.
They're all sitting there shaking all that off.
It's called the RoboCop.
Yeah. In my head, these motherfuckers looking like Weekend at Bernie's, man. Look at
it. Lit them up.
Lit their asses up. And I was like, well, shit, they suck. I was like, well, fuck, they suck. Is this their first day?
First day.
Because they fucked that mission all up. I said, either this is a lame-ass short movie, I'm getting trolled, or they did that shit where they kill these motherfuckers so they could save money by getting rid of Charlize Theron. Now we're going to pull out the asylum team.
Yeah.
Save some money. I was like, what the fuck is this? I thought maybe they pulled that stuff. Because we've been seeing a lot of movies these days where they bring in a famous actor.
Oh, yeah.
Or an actress.
Like Mel Gibson.
Yeah, and then they put them as a headliner. Mm-hmm. They'd use their images to advertise them.
Slap the face up the name
and halfway,
on it.
if you're lucky, halfway through the movie, they're gone. Uh-huh. And I was like, is this the kind of shit they're pulling right here? Fuck is this? Now, I saw... I saw that happen. I'm just kind of like, what the fuck is going on here? Did they really kill these people? And then I saw them lying on the ground, and all of a sudden they were just squeezing bullets out of their head. Mm-hmm. You know what? I got to see what's happening over here.
I was going to say, yeah, I was waiting on you.
I know. I got
a revival.
Well, now they're singing, give me the Beat Boys and Free My Soul.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. Give me the beat, boy. Yeah.
Free my soul. I want to get lost. Shut the fuck up.
And drift away.
Well, we're the ones over here screaming.
I know. Tell them to shut the fuck up. I know. I'm just going to see what's happening over there real quick.
Okay. All
right. Mark's like, no, you're not. You're going to go there and start fucking with me. Shut the fuck up, man. I was trying to do a goddamn show.
I just want
to
see what's up.
Yeah. I'll let you holler at each other.
I'm just kidding. All right, so the next few sounds we're going to hear is Corey getting the shit beat out of him.
By a bunch of prayer meeting people, stomping them out.
Used by the new janitors to clean the floors.
Mop the floors with him. Boy, I like how you went the long route to the old school.
Come back in with his shirt torn.
Yeah, come over here.
And a black eye. Yeah. Well, I told them once. Yeah. Whoa.
Tooth.
Okay, he's not limping. That's a good sign.
Yeah. Tell them what's going on.
I think I know what happened, but I ain't going to say anything. But no, it's cool.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's God where they're doing this thing.
Interpreter dance?
Be big.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you came back quick than a motherfucker, boy.
I want to wish you a good evening, sir. Yeah.
I just want to tell you, man, you can turn it up if you
listen,
want.
Listen, man, back over here, we're trying to. Oh,
yeah.
Listen, so.
No, I ain't going to say that, but I it's fine.
Is he doing interpretive dance?
I think it's a dude. He's cleaning out the office over there. Uh-huh. And I mean, I think where it is, I think. It's a dude that's never liked me because we've been loud. Uh-huh. So I think he just came in and they're like, you know, fuck y'all.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, you know, what are we going to do?
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
because we can get loud.
No, don't start some shit. Don't
do it. And drift away.
Okay, you go ahead and talk to him. I'll sell your ass out quick. Oh, that was him.
All I knew was, he better not. Hold on.
Oh, y'all not going to help me, huh? He's going to sit there.
I wasn't the only one saying that.
Who said, fuck you? No, I'm pulling real. Him.
I'm Spartacus. Nobody's Spartacus.
Nobody.
Wow. Fuck you guys.
Cool, man. Nah, man. These dudes are down on the ground. And at that point, I thought, shit, all right, well, that was lame. And then I saw them squeezing all these bullets out their heads. And
like Wolverine?
Healing like Wolverine. I mean, like it was cool. Like, they pop bullets out their head like pimples and shit. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, well, shit, now it's gotten interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I thought that this was a straightforward just action movie. I didn't know we were getting into supernatural, superheroic shit right here. I was like, okay, this is cool. You know what? And it stays that way for a while. It stays mysterious. Like, they really take their time letting you know what's going on. And I like that, man. You know, like, you know, it stays that way while the group tries to figure out how they got, how the betrayal happened, and why this betrayal happened. You know, so it was a lot of things that I thought, nah, this is how you tell a story. Because any other movie would have done a big origin at the beginning and told you where all this was coming from. You would have seen the villains by this point.
It would be a voiceover setting everything up for you.
Yeah.
It's thousands of years ago.
Yeah. The Crusades. Mm-hmm. Long ago and all that bullshit. No, they didn't do any of that, man. They didn't do that. Actually took that time. And I really liked that about the movie. And then they bring in the new member. Female Army Corporal.
Marine.
What's it?
She's a Marine.
She's Marine.
Yeah.
She's a Marine Corporal, though.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Niall Freeman?
Yeah.
Kiki Lane plays her right here. And when they bring her in, the mystery starts to slide away a little bit, but you're having fun with the character because, you know, she's new. She's trying to learn about what's happening with her. You know, she's the character that just discovered her powers. And so we're learning through her.
It's almost like with vampire lore, where it's like, okay, you're a new vampire and somebody has to come talk to you about what this is all about.
Yeah, yeah. And it's fun to learn because, you know, she's trying to learn about her power. She's, you know, and she's doing that because, and what's fun about it, she's being a smartass. She's being this tough smartass, which you understand that's her way of coping with a situation that would be hard for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's scared. She's frightened. So she's just talking a lot of shit because she doesn't know what else to do. She won't be able to even see the people that she loves anymore. But you can only take so much of that bullshit. It's like, look, I've been trying to be patient. I've been nice. I've been trying to explain to your ass clearly. But the only thing you're going to understand
is me whipping your ass.
Is an ass whooping. That Bruce Lee shit. Yeah, that's what you know.
Yeah,
it all.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Yeah. Girl, I've been playing with your ass. I thought you would get the hint. Now I'm going to have to get real. That's that fucked up look right there. You know, it's like, oh, shit, I done fucked up.
I should have stopped this 12 minutes ago.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I should have took a hint from the first three punches. R5, R50. Yeah. The fighting in this, the choreography is actually pretty good.
It is.
Yeah, I actually was, that's one of the first things I was kind of impressed with, where it's like, I said, you know what, this is on the lower end. It's not cheap. But it's not, you know, it's not a Michael Bay movie by any means.
Right, right. Yeah, it's not something you necessarily would see so much in the theater, at least not like a big Michael Bay movie. But it's in the fighting where you go, okay, this isn't some throwaway project that they just want to quickly make a buck off of.
No, not at all. But once she gets her ass beat and learns how to shut the fuck up, at that point, she becomes the real avatar for the audience. And then that's where a lot of explanation through exposition comes in. And there's a lot of that. And the fun mystery just kind of starts to fade away. And that's when the weakest parts of the movie start to show. You start getting into exposition, the kind of exposition that I don't like, the kind of tropes that I really have a pet peeve about in movies. When you have... You know, when you get into like movies where you're dealing with certain kinds of sci-fi or the supernatural, they start trying to save time and some writing and sparing the details, sometimes for better, sometimes for worse, but a lot of times for the worse, and that is when they do it through dreams and visions.
Oh, yeah.
It's always, you know, hey, look, if an alien comes down, you know, and they want to start having aliens and humans communicate, we can't go through all this shit. We learned their language. They learned ours.
That would take years.
That would take years, dog. All they do is just, they put that hand on their heads, uh-huh. right? I know all your memories. I know your language now. You know, they pull that
your
shit.
Planet, your planet was coming apart. You need to find a new land for your people. Yeah, yeah. That's why you're here.
No.
Got all that, huh?
Yeah, all of that. Oh, I understand you now. You know, when characters never know each other, but they have to like condense the story and have them like get to know each other real quick, when they have to connect real quick, it's a good thing we got a supernatural thing going on, because everybody does that thing like, oh, what's wrong? I dreamed about this vision, your death, and you know, all that kind of bullshit. a prophecy, you know, and all that bullshit. They,
God damn, every time you fall asleep, shit.
Yeah. And they always do that shit where everybody, when they got it, like, you know, Martin, if I had never met you, but it was my first time beginning to meet you, before you and I ever connected, I'd be like, Martin!
What is it, Corey? Just this guy, I feel like I've known him my whole life.
Yeah. I don't know. I just saw Paisley in a fedora. I don't know what it means. But that's a quick way of getting people to know each other and sparing the details and a lot of character development. Mm-hmm. And that's what they do here, man. And that comes out not only in that trope right there, but it comes out also in a lot of exposition.
How are you all in my dreams?
We dream of each other. They stop when we meet.
It used to take years to track a new one. Booger was the last. 18-20.
This man over here that he's talking about, this dude is probably saying, if you don't stop calling me Booger, it's a dude named Booker.
Booker,
it's
right.
A dude.
Yeah, but the other guy's French. What can he do?
Man, he's probably doing that shit on purpose.
For real.
Yeah. My accent's so easy.
It's a hamburger.
Please don't do that. I hated that movie.
The first one was Booger. It's like, you know my fucking name. Now you can say that, K. Stop fucking around.
Can I, Booker? I mean, Booger.
No way.
Yeah, I died fighting with Napoleon.
So, you're even older than him.
Nikki and I met in the Crusades.
The Crusades?
The love of my life was of the people I've been taught to hate.
We killed each other.
Many times, yeah.
God damn, I guess they killed each other so much, somebody finally said, why don't y'all just fuck each other?
And they went, huh.
You know? Yeah, I'm being kind of horny.
We tried everything else.
You know, come on, man. You know all this has been like sexual aggression.
You know that I mean, I know I didn't see this, but that kind of, that grates on me, that stuff like that. Like when they did it in Hancock, like, yeah, it was the Crusades. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And yeah, I died with old Napoleon back there, and there's no weight to it. It's just, they're just, you know.
You know what? I 100% agree with you. I didn't mind it here so much.
Okay, all right.
Because they were keeping the conversation casual, just throwing these things in there.
Okay. Yeah, and all right. I will say.
You know what I'm saying.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay.
And there's another reason why I didn't hate it so much.
Okay, fair enough.
You can't say?
No, I can say.
What is it?
It's because it's handled better here than it is in the comic book.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, in the comic book, they handled this with a bunch of flashbacks. And narration over it.
I would say that's one thing I loved about this is that they kept the flashbacks on a minimum. Mm-hmm. For a while, they didn't do any at all, mm-hmm. where they could have told the story about, in the beginning, they could have told their story through nothing but flashbacks.
See, if you read the comic, that's one of, this adaptation is actually very faithful. I'm mm-hmm. surprised about how faithful it is. They made some changes here and there, but one of the big things is it focuses much more on the interaction drama between the characters rather than telling the historical flashbacks.
Yeah.
Which I was like, you know, for this medium, this works better. And for their budget, it works better. Because they would have had to play out these actual scenes.
Yeah.
From, you know, the French Revolution and all kinds of shit.
No, that's cool. No, this is a 2-hour movie, and they were careful to like balance the action in there and keep it going. It is an action movie very much as it is a superhero movie or a science fiction film. But I, you know, still there's some parts where it's like that exposition is the only thing I think is wearing it down, because either they're doing things like this where they're doing it with the tropes of visions and dreams, or sometimes the dialogue just sounds like prose out of a sappy novel. Again, like that the dude that Boogie, he's a you know, there's a part where he's delivering his lines. It's like, oh Jesus, stop being overdramatic.
It's been over 200 years. Why now?
Everything happens for a reason, boss.
We have to find her.
No, we stick to the plan. We find Copley.
Shall we just leave her out in the open?
No, we're in the open. We're the ones who are exposed now.
Not like her, Booker.
Nikki.
Not like her. You can tell me you don't remember what it was like. Whoever she's confused. And she's scared. And she's more alone.
Oh, Jesus. This motherfucker took one drama class.
Yeah, I know. She's like, here he goes again.
Yeah.
I've been listening to this for 2,000 years. Yeah,
I'm tired of this shit.
One goddamn time, I told him.
Always performing.
I'll find a way to kill his immortal ass.
I'm going to ask you something. What do you think about the villain? Because I don't think the villain was shit in this movie. The main villain is like he's 14.
Looking like a young fake ass John C. Riley.
Yeah. this guy has always had a weird look because he's in the Ballad of Buster Scruggs playing a paraplegic.
Wow. Mm. It looks like every time he's not on screen, he's somewhere playing Fortnite.
Yeah. For real.
he's supposed to be like the dark force behind all of this. And it's like, you look like you belong in chess clubs.
The only dark forces, how dark it is in his parents' basement where he lives.
You couldn't even dress him like an adult. Look at this shit. I was like, there's nothing going on with this guy, right? The guy's just...
It's that whole young tech billionaire sort of
look. Yeah, he's startup dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, evil startup dude.
He looks like, did you touch my toys? Look at his face. Yeah. I know you didn't touch my Star Wars, did you? Yeah.
Mint in the box.
Yeah. Look like Chiwetel Ejiofor just beat his ass in Mortal Kombat. One more time, dude. Fuck you, man.
I think your mom
should... cheated, man. Fuck you.
I think your mom should come get you and take you home. Playtime's over.
Fuck you, you black motherfucker. You know you didn't win that fair.
Mom!
It's like, I'm sorry, I didn't take this dude seriously. I'm like, man, look, I could even take the evil young startup tech dude, but you got to go get an adult's hairstyle. You can't sit up here. Every time I look at his haircut, there needs to be a lunchbox with it. Yeah. Dude, I just could not take him seriously. And who's the guy that plays him? Do you know?
I don't.
Oh, who is this actor here? Oh, I don't know this guy's name, but let me see here. His name might be Henry Melling.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, Henry Melling is the guy's name. No, nothing against the actor here. This dark puppet master cabal that he's supposed to be behind the scenes. I'm just not. It just wasn't convincing, man. And no, I give it to him for trying. He did try to spew the menace.
You've seen my research. Now you know they're for real.
What about the hard proof? Blood, tissue, bone, DNA.
Recovering an uncontaminated sample of the site proved impossible.
But you promised me hard proof.
There was an unanticipated amount.
See, he just whining right there. But you promised me. Shut the fuck up.
But you promised me hard proof and a snack pack.
Yeah.
And I only see...
I see nothing but a juice box.
I see nothing but a juice box.
You know,
and it's high C.
Fuck out of my car. But you promised me. You said we'd go to Chuck E. Cheese today. Shut your ass up. Even Chiwetel Ejiofor was looking like, motherfucker, I play so many villains and I'm just, ain't enough acting in me.
Why am I answering to you?
Yeah,
why am I playing Sick of Banana to this motherfucker, man?
It's like, you just expect Chiwetel. He's nice, he's calm, but you know, you can see on his face at any moment, like, I should just choke this motherfucker. Y'all know I could.
Turn back into Victor Sweet.
Yeah, turn back. Yeah. Yeah.
Was a great villain, though.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I've been a drug lord. I've been a fucking evil wizard. I've been a psychotic star lord.
Yeah,
I've been a goddamn lion. And I'm sitting up here talking to goddamn Curly Q right here. What the fuck are y'all doing? Shouldn't these roles be reversed right now?
Not really. In as much as when I talk about how faithful it is to the comic.
No, I get it.
Yeah, but the thing is, I didn't really care for the villains,
mm-hmm.
but they are still way more fleshed out than they are in the
book. I'll take it. No, I see, man. You know, I just, I'm just like, you know, I'm just not.
But you have that to compare it to.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's interesting to hear how you have the comic book because I have nothing to compare it to. And I'm just like, this is just, this kid see. Just looks like a fucking brat.
I know. I mean, sometimes I think a good villain is one that you spend the whole time just wanting to punch in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have the bratty, like, again, I haven't seen this, but you can have the bratty villains, but what makes them, to me, makes them scary is when they're just so unpredictable.
Oh.
Like that little bastard in
Game of Thrones.
yeah. All right. Because he was so murderous and so, like, I mean,
that's a great point.
I mean, yeah. Because, you know, anybody can.
You know, you're right. And, yeah. Sorry. Let me.
No, please. Go ahead.
This guy's not scary at all.
No.
Yeah. He can hire scary dudes, but he himself ain't shit.
Yeah. Right. This motherfucker needs a nap. That's it.
Yeah.
And maybe a punch in the face one good time. But nah, I'm not. And that would actually be the reason why it's a great point. Because it would actually work if he was a bratty startup guy. We see a lot of those today. Mm-hmm. Just some entitled guy who just does throw tantrums.
But you don't know what he's capable of.
And also, I got to say, one of these motherfuckers that brags about his corporation, brags about his labs, and the son of a bitch only got one scientist.
Yeah.
You know, that one scientist always by his side taking notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I just.
Bitch better have my Lunchables.
Yeah. spends a lot of money on security, but very little on research and development.
That is true, man. Got one chick in a coat. Some chick he probably been trying to fuck.
You know what? I'm just going to.
And if she calls in sick, the whole operation is dead.
It's done. Yeah. If she gets, if she gets corona, it's done.
Or goes HR for sexual harassment.
And speaking of all these people, like so this dude hired all these people with machine guns. Everybody got a machine gun. Shit, your first day, you get a machine gun.
Oh, standing issue, huh?
Yeah. On my ID card.
Yeah, that's how they get people to sign up. You know, you get a free machine gun the first day you sign up. You a henchman, you know, oh, fuck all that fighting shit. You get a machine gun. And
yes.
Chihuahua Adjifor with his dumb ass. This motherfucker surrounded by this sociopathic fucking 8-year-old and all these people with machine guns, and for some reason doesn't realize for half the movie that he's around villains.
Yeah. That was. Here's the thing, man. I mean, I know I would save this for later, but I was enjoying this movie. It's a fun action movie. The action sequences are great. It's getting into it. And it get to that third act, and I was like, this is where shit is falling apart.
It is falling apart.
Like, the things that don't make sense. Especially Chiwetel Ejiofor's character.
This dumb motherfucker. Yeah. He is so dumb. Like, man, you know what? He really is the villain's bitch in this, man.
Yeah. You see somebody who you think is the villain and find out, okay, they're the second, they're the number two, only to go, well, wait. Well, but what you're doing is wrong. Yeah. Bitch, where you been this whole time?
The villain's like,
but you
didn't you read the manual?
Yeah.
I was transparent with you.
Why the fuck do you think I got this evil ass scientist and all these people with machine guns? That didn't tell you something?
Didn't tell you nothing?
I thought I didn't have to say anything. And the funny thing is, he's so goddamn stupid that the main villain, the startup dude, he just to be mean, when all the people are leaving the room, he's like, you know what? Fuck that dude. Hit him in his head. And they pistol with him. They turn around and hit you one at your foot for no reason. Yeah. Like they don't tie his ass up. They don't torture him. They said, you know what? Show him what we mean. And they go up there, and it's like, ah! And Chiwetel Ejiofor wakes up. This fool wakes up, and they are gone.
Yeah.
They just did that shit to be me.
Yeah.
And they just bust him up for no reason.
They just did it so they could be shit. They just hit it. And he wakes up, and he's like, oh, wait a minute. Those guys are villainous. Yeah. They're mean.
You guys are mean. They weren't my friends at all.
He's like, I just saw him in the break room. They ain't say nothing.
Billy, they for no reason. He says,
just light his ass up.
He said, wait a minute, you shouldn't do this. And they like, man, get this motherfucker. And they bam! Oh! And then that motherfucker wakes up about 5 minutes later. Oh, why did they do this? They're mean.
So right after he realized he just tuned his ass up for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't tie his ass up.
No. They just tuned him up.
No. Yeah, they just and just and left his ass on the floor like he was trash. he spent the rest of the movie looking like that. Why they do this?
But they leave him just laying on the floor.
They left his ass laying out.
Just like flat out here, flat.
I like this dumb motherfucker. That's what you get.
That's exactly how I felt.
Back to my tracks.
I sailed, Bean, but what you're doing is torture.
It's like, shut the fuck up.
He was in the CIA. You did it.
Torture.
I wish
I'll show you torture, old man. Here we are. That's how we go, boys. All right, lads.
He really did. Martin's right. He really did do that shit.
Oh, dear.
But this isn't right. You know what else ain't right? This.
So when you helped me kidnap them to dissect them, it was cool. And now suddenly, you're not in them?
Oh, no. Now you want a heart.
Oh, that was different.
Oh. Oh. Motherfucker, I teach you to be good around villains. They busted him. Hey, pistol whip this bitch.
Oh, that was before what? Before this? Yeah.
Crane. And the lights went out all over the world.
Shit, the only thing that would have been worse is one of those hitchmen like pulled his nuts out and teabagged his ass.
Yeah, get a picture of this.
Yeah. And drew a dick on his head.
Like trash.
Oh my god, that shit! I wish I could have got a clip of that, but I didn't. Aww. But that shit was hilarious.
They only
man.
Hit him once though, just once.
They hit his ass once, and he fell out and left his ass flat
not
on
one
the
of
ground.
The immortals.
I thought they were gonna pick him up and tie him up and do some shit with him. No, they
take
left
him
his ass
or a couple, you know, double tap him or something. But no,
just wake up and
no, it's like we ain't
floor.
Wasting bullets on him.
Let him do I was surprised, like when they left, they just wiped their feet on his ass. Fuck you. You ain't shit.
One for the homies.
Oh my god, I gotta show y'all that clip someday, man. I gotta find that. That shit was hilarious. He actually Oh
boy. Boy.
These guys are not nice. You know what, I tell you, the whole thing kind of feels like, even at his best, kind of feels like a young adult movie, except there ain't no young adults except one. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing but old adults up in here. Because they even have like a soundtrack that comes through that sounds like it's a soundtrack for teenage movies.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you're right.
Yeah, like they have those moments where Charlize Theron is, you know, she's done something, she's thinking about her actions, and they play a sad ballad, and I was like,
Miley Cyrus and shit.
Yeah, and it's funny because they play these, but then it's you got to juxtapose against this very hard R action movie. It's very bloody. Mm-hmm. You know, so a lot of things going into people's necks.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, I mean, look, if you want it for the action and the bloodlust, it's there for you.
Yeah, no, it's all there, man. But throughout, though, I would tell you this. It sounds like I'm putting this movie down, but throughout it, there's a lot of good concepts here about immortality. You know, I don't want to ruin too much for anybody, but I'm not. But, you know, they play with a lot of concepts about immortality where they say, yeah, immortality just fucking sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, they make a good case for it, actually. I mean, you think, because through so much of it, you like... fuck you. You got a superpower. I don't hear no whining about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially like when the Marine, when she first doesn't die and her fellow Marines are looking at her like, ugh.
Yeah, don't give too much away, but okay. Yeah, but no, you know, it's just like
But yeah, after a while, the more they talk about it, you're like, oh, yeah.
This would kind of suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great at first, and after a while you're like, all right, when is this going to end? And,
yeah.
Well, then like everybody I grew up with now is dead, and
that's
everybody
a big part
I loved now is dead, and all my family.
Yeah, they bring
dead,
up all the things about how, you know, I'm not going to say anything, but it's just kind of like, hey, you know, a lot of people they especially the team members, they say, "Hey, look, these are the things that you don't look for when you think about immortality because you think it's fun, but you don't look at what it does to people around you." Mm-hmm. You know, your loved ones, whether they're new loved ones that you've made, even the people who have the same powers as you or your family, you know, you don't understand. And yeah, they make a great point where it says, man, this shit does not look fun at all. It looks like a burden. It looks it looks painful. And the way they illustrate it, sometimes it's done with humor, sometimes it's tragic, and sometimes it's a goddamn nightmare. I'm not going to tell you what happens in here, but they got one case of immortality that is completely, just thinking about it, it's horrible.
Well, sure. I mean, like, and just talk about that's not really giving anything away because, you know, countless of other things have gone over that with the immortality. Like, Twilight Zone did a whole episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, so it's one of those things like, well, you're going to live forever, but it's not going to be the way you want to or shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man. No, it's.
And I think I can already guess what you're talking about. I'm not going to say nothing. But
yeah,
I,
no.
I can guess.
When you see it, there's one scene in there where it is a nightmare. And just thinking about it, it's like, shit, I couldn't even think of some demented shit like this.
Right?
Maybe I can't.
But then they got some other things in here that you bring up some questions where, you know, I don't know if they ever thought about this. Maybe they got answers, but I'm just kind of like, all right. Because they show them eating. I'm like, well, do you need to eat? You talk about you can't die, so do you really need? I mean, maybe they just want to taste stuff, you know?
I mean, eating is fun.
Eating is fun. Yeah. No. You know, I'm just saying, what if they cut off your head? You know?
And there's always that question.
Yeah. Yeah. Does 2 feet grow out your neck or something?
Right. Would you? would there make two of you?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the earthworms.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's some things in there where it's like, I don't know, you know, they didn't really address that. But I tell you, man, overall, this is an action movie. It's a superhero action film when you get right down to it. And the action is very cool here, man. Charlize Theron, she ain't fucking around with this action stuff anymore.
No, she's a legit action star. And she is, because of her size and her just ability, she looks like a woman who could beat the shit out of a grown man.
Yeah, yes. Because what is she, 5'10"?
Yeah.
So
it's not camera tricks or stunt person. You know, you see her doing a lot of it.
Yeah.
And it's convincing.
When she talks about, I want to fight Steven Seagal, if I have to watch that shit, my money's on Charlize Theron. I believe she can beat the shit out of Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal don't want none of that.
You know, well, he does, but
not in the way she was. Nah. But I'm saying, like, you know, he and plus he, boy, that motherfucker, unless he do something dirty.
Oh, he totally
would like do a move and break your wrist real quick or break your thumb, you know, because he knows how to do all that hand shit. So you know, he'd do something dirty.
He'd do that Karate Kid shit out of commission.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sweep the leg and.
Johnny.
Yeah, she's no, she's great, man. She's great. On the one hand, I would say there's a lot of lines that she delivers really flat, and that's the problem I had with her in Atomic Blonde. I was like, you know, you're so into this hardcore image of an action star, this stoic action star, that you know, some of these lines you could lighten up just a little bit with. But in her case, she's just tired.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand.
I plan on watching this. Atomic Blonde, I purposely didn't listen to y'all's review, you know, so I would just go in and watch it. And I was disappointed by that one.
Yeah, I thought the movie was bad except for the hallway fight.
Yeah, that was great. But I mean, the trailer, I was like, oh, hell yeah. I was watching the trailer. I got jazzed up for that movie.
And it's funny because that's one where the comic book is so completely boring with no action whatsoever.
Oh, wow.
So I was just like, how are they going to do this?
But, you know, with her in this, she's, you know, I think she could still work on her personality as far as being, you know, in action scenes and being an action star.
Sure.
She can do it. Don't get me wrong. He just saw her in that Fox movie, forgot what it was called, the one with all the rape victims.
Oh, it's called
you know what I'm talking about.
Fuck.
Yeah, but she just becomes so hardcore, and I was like, you know, start infusing some humor in these roles. I think that'd be cool. But here, we can understand why
she's proven more than once that she's a tremendous actress.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
No, she don't need to prove anything to anybody.
Bombshell,
that was it.
Oh, Fox, gotcha. I was thinking about foxes.
Well, yeah. Oh, Fox, yeah. About the animal.
Oh, she plays a fox.
If it moves, baby, she is a fox.
What the hell movie is that?
Boy, you went down. That's a wrong off-ramp. Yeah.
He's going to be thinking of a Zootopia.
Yeah. Was she in that movie? Why wouldn't Charlie Brown play a fox?
The team is really, really good in this, man. The team... they seem like they really do have each other's back. They work as a team. They feel like, you know, I hate to say it, but they feel like a family. But it makes sense because they've been with each other so long, and to see them how they educate the newbie when they come in, it's, you know, you get the sense that they truly have nobody else but them because of this burden of immortality that they have. And if they lose each other, they have nothing. Like, they fight for each other because if y'all are gone, we, you know, it ain't like I can find somebody else that easy. Why have right. I'm spending probably a life of loneliness if I don't have
sure, because who else you going to talk to about those problems?
Exactly. Exactly. And this
man, I want to hear about you living forever. Shit. I want some of that.
the ending, man, the ending of this seems really genuine until they fuck it up with one line. Like they have this really cool action scene. It ends on this really cool stunt, and they somebody got to come in and try to get their Terminator on, get their Terminator last pun in, and it's just like, Jesus, you didn't have to say that shit.
Well, also, as cool as that last stunt is, and it's very cool. The street's completely empty and nobody is around for that big spectacle.
And I would say something, but I don't want to say anything, but there's something that goes against that those streets being empty. It just doesn't make sense why it should be that way. It doesn't. The way they handle it is really clumsy. You know, and at the very end, they set themselves up for either a sequel or even a TV series. I would be up for that. I like the concept of the way they set it up at the end. It's just they tried to set that shit up so hard. They might as well have looked at the camera and be like, what the fuck are their names?
The old guards.
The old guard. They could look at the camera and said, the old guards will be back in part two. Well, you know, I mean, they set it up so blatantly. Even when they said, you know, the old guards shall return. And you will be the cliche, and you will be the stereotype, and this will be your role right here. And it's like, damn, man, you know, you could have set this up with more natural dialogue. This whole thing that y'all had with the family relationship and the natural flow that y'all had between your conversations, that shit was gone because you tried to rush that setup for another movie in our future somewhere, which I'll be glad about. I'd rather have a TV show than another movie, actually.
You think so?
Yeah. I'd rather see the further adventures of, you know, so on.
But I don't know how far that concept would go in a TV series. I could see another movie out of it.
Yeah.
Even maybe two movies, but a TV series with several episodes. Well, I don't know. You know, everything's so serialized now. I guess they could do it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of things when they were just episodic, but serialized, yeah, perhaps so.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed to be set up for that kind of adventure type of show where, you know, they go on many different adventures, mm-hmm. doing different things.
Yeah,
you could even have episodes where they did take place at another time. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
So
raid the costume department.
Yeah, but
this is a World War I episode.
But the characters and the action, I enjoy enough, man, to give this a matinee. It's. I didn't think it was bad. It had some parts in there that definitely were not as good as the others.
Right.
And that's a problem with a lot of these movies. It's like, man, you did this so well right here, and then you did the total opposite of what you did here. And it's like, all right, wish you could have done that more, but there was definitely more good than bad.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I was surprised by how much I was enjoying this. It's a really good adaptation of the comic book. It's a bit more, I don't know, more dark in its humor. But this has more character, which makes you want to stick around and see more of these people. Also, the art in the comic's not that great, so this did a great job of fleshing it out. Action scenes are top notch. That was a lot of what hooked me into it,
mm-hmm.
and start to like the characters along the way. I didn't have any major problem with it until it got to the third act, and that's when we got a bunch of plot cliches and tropes. So I was like, man, y'all just carting them all out, just like they've been saved in a bucket, and now Here it comes with the betrayal here and backtalk there and oh I didn't know and I was like must we but it does pull itself out in having a great action sequence at the end. I was like, all right, you brought back what I've been liking. Not crazy about the stinger, not so much about that because there was so much that set that up ahead of time where I was like, funny how you haven't mentioned this. Oh. That's why.
Yeah, they did have a stinger here, but yeah. So anyway, folks.
But yeah, I'm with you. It's a matinee, maybe a low matinee, but a matinee.
Yeah, I'm also happy to see. Oh, what's this dude?
Matthias Schoenert.
That dude Matthias. You ever heard of this dude Matthias? You've seen him. Matthias Schoenert,
the Danish girl, bullhead.
That's him. What he's got his face covered up with a glass right now. But it's good to see this guy be a good guy.
Yeah, I know.
What change?
What country is he from?
I'm trying to figure that out. Where is he?
I don't know.
Belgium or something? I don't know.
Possibly. Because I know the first movie you ever saw him in, Bullhead, was a Belgian movie.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's actually really good in this, though.
He's always playing heavies and bad guys.
Scary dudes.
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Shit, I even saw a sex scene with him where he was having sex with a chick with no legs. And he's talking about, and I'm like, God, was that Rustin Bone?
Rustin Bone, yeah.
I'm like, Jesus, this guy's fucking angry.
Yeah.
I would say you need to get laid, but you are.
Last movie saw him in, he was a convict.
Yeah. He's having sex with a woman with no legs. An amputee. He's tanned it up.
I was like, all right. My God damn. Did you rip those legs off before you started having sex with
Mother? Let's just say we're very hard to kill. You've got questions, kid. You want answers?